Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquet. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball four. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Malzone. Keene scores. Martin moves to third. Kaline moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Tigers. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keene. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Tigers. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Martin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bowling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Martin moves to third. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris strikes out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Martin scores. Kaline scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-1 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Consolo, and towards Runnels, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Zerniel moves to third. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zerniel scores. Bowling moves to third. It's 5-1, Tigers. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Williams moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keane. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Malzone moves to third. It's 5-3, Tigers. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Jensen moves to third. It's 5-4, Tigers. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Bill Renna pinch hits for Lou Berberet. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna strikes out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Consolo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Sammy White now catching. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is called out on strikes. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keane hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-1 in the game. Monbouquet strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Stevens moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Herb Mofford now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive towards short. Consolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. White reaches second base with a double. Gurnett moves to third. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Consolo strikes out. One out. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Bill Monbuquet. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gurnett scores. White moves to third. It's Tigers, 5, Red Sox, 5. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Stevens is hit by the pitch. Klaus moves to second. Bill Fisher now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bowling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Murray Wall now pitching. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-2 in the game. Virgil hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher bunts towards the mound. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keene. Williams reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. K-line settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen is walked intentionally. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett strikes out. 2 outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. White takes first base on ball 4. Jensen moves to second. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams scores. Jensen moves to third. White moves to second. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-3 in the game. Consolo hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Harris moves to second. It's Tigers, 6, Red Sox, 6. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-3 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Runnels fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Murray Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Stevens hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 3-4 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wall moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson scores. Martin moves to second. It's 10-7, Red Sox. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Harris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Harris reaches second base with a double. Martin scores. Kaline goes all the way around to score. It's 10-9, Red Sox. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tito Francona now playing left field. Tom Morgan now pitching. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 4 in the game. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Forknealy's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealy's hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Forknealy's moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 4 for 5 in the game, with a single and three doubles. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Forknealy scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 11-9, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and three walks. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Tigers 9. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Jim Pearsall now playing center field. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 4 in the game. Virgil takes first base on ball 4. Milt Bowling pinch runs for Ozzie Virgil. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Runnels fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 9. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.